Some seasoned Alaska Native leaders are looking for young Natives to fill their shoes when the time comes. At a recent forum, they invited Native students at the University of Alaska Anchorage to find out about leadership skills and urged them to step up to the plate. As part of our series on Alaska Native education, KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has the story.
Leadership roles are earned, but sometimes leaders themselves are surprised at how it all comes about. Liz Medicine Crow from CAKE is Tlingit and Haida. She plays a strong role as vice president of First Alaskans Institute and wears a second hat as director of the Alaska Native Policy Center. She says both her organizations have a clear mission to advance Alaska's Native peoples, but Medicine Crow says she thinks of herself as a worker bee, not a leader.
The work that I do was born out of the love that I have for my people. And even that wasn't something that came from me, that was something that was given to me as a gift from my parents, who received it as a gift from their parents. And I try to remember as I'm walking through every day that I am surrounded by my ancestors. And sometimes that means that I can't make a mistake without somebody's eyes on me. And without somebody drawing it to my attention. But it also means that I don't make a mistake without someone standing behind me and holding me up.
Medicine Crow was one of several Alaska Native leaders who spoke at a recent Alaska Native Youth Leadership Forum in Anchorage. She told them that leadership is not easy.
We're not individuals. We are a community and we are a collective. And that means that whatever is best for the people is the best thing to do. And sometimes that hurts a little bit. And understanding that sometimes it's okay to let go of something you feel really strongly about when the wisdom and the guidance of your elders in the room are asking you to do something else and to step aside from what you think is best. What do your people need? How can you help them get that?
Medicine Crow told the students that Western culture does not teach these values, but Alaska Native culture does. She related stories from her own childhood about how patient elders did not criticize or boss, but quietly showed the correct way by example.
But most importantly, what I learned was how leaders teach leaders. You bring them up next to you. You stand by their side and you work with them.
Nelson Angapak related a story from his days in boarding school when he was 13 years old and not able yet to speak English. But when he spoke in his native Yupik to another boy,
the teacher got so angry, took a 12-inch ruler with a brass edge, hit me so hard that I still have that scar when I went home that spring. I told my grandfather this. I am quitting school when I am 16. He was silent for a moment. And this is what he said to me. I am hoping that someday that you will learn enough of this tongue so that you can tell these white eyes, meaning white people, that we are people. People just like them. With feelings.
Angapak said he had a hard time making the decision, but in the end he listened to his grandfather and went back to school. Angapak said his grandfather and his father did not speak English, but their wisdom was respected, and when a school was built in their village in 1960, it was named after them. He said things get done step by step, one small step at a time. He said the ability to listen is one quality necessary for leadership. Tenacity is another. Yupik author Harold Napoleon said the need for young Native leaders is becoming urgent.
And we're living at a time as Native people when we really don't have the time to raise up the leaders. We don't have the time to raise them up leisurely.
He told the students they can start now, not when they graduate. Napoleon told the students how elders of the Oglala Sioux defined young leaders.
Be big-hearted men, always helping others, never thinking of yourselves. Look out for the poor, for the widows, the elders, and the orphans, and for those of little power. Help them. Think no ill of others, nor see the ill that they would do to you.
Napoleon said the challenges are great. 62% of children in state custody are Alaska Native children, and Alaska Native youth take their lives at 9 times the national average. He told the students that it will become their job to fight for Native survival.
You could become lights in your family. You could be that light in Kaskang. You could be the hope of your village. And that's how you do it. This is the way you do it. It's not hard and it's not complicated. This is what they told us as young people, as children. A leader is a servant. A leader is a servant.
The leadership discussion was part of the Warriors for a New Era series of forums exploring young Alaska Native leadership potential. I'm Ellen Lockyer.